Bruce Williamson is spokesperson for Rail Future, who campaign for a better passenger and freight network. Thank you for coming on. Bruce, I mentioned at the start here, not only are the strikes going to the third year, but we're about to see rail prices increase again. What service are people getting on the railways in this country?
Well, obviously, it's a very poor one at the moment. And there are other reasons why the service isn't great as well. You know, we've seen sort of timetable cuts and, an unreliable service that's not related to striking on some of the networks. So, yeah, it's not a great time to be a passenger on the railway, sadly. And as a campaign group, we're called Rail Future, and you might guess that we want to see a bigger, better railway that's attractive and affordable for passengers to use, and it looks like it's going in the opposite direction at the moment.
My poor children are genetically hardwired to support Preston North End Football Club. They've got no option in it. They've not been to Deepdale to watch them play. So I was looking at getting on a train from London to go to Preston. Getting a ticket, a return ticket from Euston to Preston for all of us, is about £350 if it's running. It's actually cheaper to fly to Manchester and hire a car. Who's going to be using the trains?
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree. It seems that the government is doing everything in its power to price people off the railways, and that if you look at the alternative to taking the train, you could drive, and motorists have enjoyed fuel duty, which has been frozen for, I think it's like 12 years now, and then they've cut it by 5%. So they're incentivising people to use cars. And, you know, cars are polluting and there's congestion on the roads. Mm-hmm. You know, the government should be doing the exact opposite of this, encouraging people to use environmentally friendly railways and gently discouraging people from driving.
Do you think that there is going to be much of a railway left if there continues to be a combination of regular strike action, which completely grinds it to a halt, and skyrocketing ticket prices?
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, well, sorry, I certainly hope that there is a future, you know.
Yeah.
The scenario you've painted does not happen. But, yeah, very gradually, it's a sort of death of a thousand cuts. Drip, 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 we're moving in that direction. And the unions and the government, you know, need to ensure that we're moving in the opposite direction and making a railway that's thriving and which passengers want to use. I mean, the old saying, build it and he will come. You know, if you provide a decent service that's affordable, people will use it.
Good to talk to you. Bruce, thank you. Bruce Williamson, spokesperson for Rail Future, who campaign for a better passenger and freight network.